I remember this time of the day when there used to be a number station that used to come in around 3875 every night. Do you remember those days, Tim, about 20, 25 years ago?
I got the dinner call, guys, so I'll catch you a little later and see what the band, how long the band lasts tonight. Tell me, Eric? Carl, I guess? I don't know. KC2FX, the Gone for Din Din.
Singing from here, John. Maybe the band will remain open. It was last night for shorter haul. His clump of spun socks was sighted on the sun. 168 collections have been rather absorbative, and 75 has gone short haul again. And there's some dummy that doesn't know how to use a dummy alone. Yeah, I remember the number station, Eric.
Yeah, it used to be around this time of night, you know, or early evening, I should say. Oh, yeah, no problem. How about me?
Oh, yeah, you're talking about stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Last thing I always found is that, you know, you have your daytime conditions and people are doing their thing, and you hear just a lot of the, you know, stuff within a few hundred miles or local. And then when the sun goes down, these weird signals start floating in that normally aren't there during the day. And it's like a window just opens up.
Yeah, well, that number station disappeared when the with the fall of the Soviet Union. It was around that time when that fell, and there was no more Cold War and everything, and the number station just disappeared. So, I mean, we really don't know where it emanated from, but the theory was that it was coming in from Eastern Europe. And I think that's probably true.
Now, I wonder if power that number station ran and what it had for an antenna to put a signal over this way.
I know, but the Russians sure put a lot of money into radio equipment when they wanted to have a signal. Did you ever see those pictures on the AM... on the AM forum from the Russian woodpecker, that array that they were running there?
No, I didn't catch that one.
From underneath, in the last...
Wow, I mean, it was impressive. If you get a chance... Well, you know what, you probably won't find it. You know what I'll do if you want? I can find the pictures from another point, from another spot, and send you the link to it if you check your email from time to time.
Yeah, I do. Boy, I haven't been on the end of my email for about 10 days, almost 2 weeks. And I got in there yesterday, I believe. I was on for about 4 hours. And I cleared out a bunch of stuff, sorted stuff, read stuff, responded to some, and deleted a whole bunch. But, yeah, I'd appreciate that, Eric. I have stuff I want to look at, you know. You know, people send me all these attachments, and I just don't have the time, Eric. I spend mass amounts of time on incidental stuff, but, you know, something like that would be very interesting to check out.